weird. This is one of those very rare things I really disagree with Jim Sterling and Total Biscuit on.
What?
You don't need to lower the difficulty on Cuphead.
Fucking right? Like, just get... I'm literally saying get good. Should we introduce really quick before we start talking about this?
Sure.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the Dapper Shark Podcast.
Episode...
74. Five?
Four.
Was it 74?
It's
okay.
Absolutely 74.
So let's get right back into what we were just talking about. Fucking assholes complaining about Cuphead. I'm literally telling you, get good. Like, there is... Back in the day, not my day, but back in the day, you had to just be good at a game. Games were hard.
Okay, but that argument doesn't fly anymore, and that's the thing. Like, you can't just tell someone to get good.
Yes, you can. I just did.
Okay, fair. You can just tell someone to get good, but that makes you an asshole. Because
I can get good. I'm not an asshole.
The old games used to be that hard in order to artificially lengthen the game. And I know I've said this a number of times, but... The complaint that I've been hearing is, you shouldn't borrow content from people. It's like, it's two fucking levels. The game expects you to be able to beat all but two levels on simple, and then go back and beat the game again the way that the developers intended it. They didn't want to lower the difficulty. They intend for you to have the last two fights, the sub-boss and the boss of the game, as the hardest fights. So yeah, they intend you to have to beat it on the hardest setting.
Maybe y'all are just pansy asses who've been spoiled by easy games and easy difficulties.
That
settings.
Means 90% of the content is available to people. 90%.
And just get better at games.
It is entirely the dev's decision whether you get to experience those last two boss fights or not. And you do get to experience them. You just have to beat the game on the regular setting. It's not even the hardest setting in the game. It's truly not. In fact, you don't even unlock that until you beat the game on regular. And it's literally called simple and regular. Simple, they actually remove attacks from the bosses that you're playing against. This is...
asinine?
It really bothers me.
Yeah, me too.
Just expecting a game to get harder for your sake robs other people of the experience. And it robs yourself. It is. It's easier for your sake, whoever is complaining about it. I get it's a hard game, and that's the point. You knew that going in. If you didn't know that going in, truly there is a reason for you to maybe request a refund if you're that dissatisfied.
But you already have played it for longer than 2 hours.
You are enjoying the game enough that you want to experience the rest of it, so maybe try to experience it the way that the devs intended.
Maybe... get good, scrub.
I don't want to say that, though, because I feel like there's a far more eloquent argument.
Get better at games, idiot.
No, don't... You don't have to insult the listener.
Increase your aptitude, fool.
Okay, you know what? I like that, actually. Increase your aptitude, fool. I actually genuinely like that, because it's a little bit less insulting.
Fool! Fool! It's... That's the thing, though. You...
Well, when TB...
I am split on this, though, because there are people who just genuinely aren't good at games. And when you pay money for a game, you are paying for an experience.
Okay, but you can't... You know what? If a person isn't good at Kingdom Hearts 2, they don't get to beat Sephiroth.
This is true.
That means they don't get to see the cutscenes that happen after it, or get any of the content, or get Fenrir.
There you go.
Did I say Fenrir?
You said Fenrir.
Fenrir!
But
that's the thing, like, this isn't a new concept.
Your hands weren't being quiet.
Oh, my bad. If you hear the bottle caps jingling, my bad.
Have your quiet hands, John.
You have to be able to beat the special boss. Special bosses have been around for a long time.
Yes, they have.
And maybe the game for you, Cuphead, is everything except for those last two bosses.
And then just stop, and turn off the game, and curl up in a ball, and go to sleep.
If you truly enjoy the game, though, I think making the effort to play it the way that they intended it...
And sleep forever.
...is the only logical course of action.
And don't
that's,
wake up.
That's the same reason that the people... I fucking hate this argument, but I have to use it because it's true. It's the same reason the people who made Dark Souls refused to add an easy mode to the game, because they said that's not the experience we wanted to provide.
People still play Dark Souls.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't want to... I don't want to gate anyone from enjoying that experience. But the only one gating you from enjoying that experience is truly you. You have to put in the time to learn the game. And, you know, you don't have to do everything in that game in order to enjoy it either. But if you don't enjoy the game as is, instead of complaining that it's too hard, maybe that game's not for you. Maybe you can watch someone play the game and experience it that way, vicariously. But if you bought the game expecting it to be a certain difficulty without doing any research, that's on you. If you bought the game before there was any research done and you didn't know the difficulty, that's on them, and I can understand how you feel. But your only course of action, if the company won't yield to you, which they're not, is to either get better at the game or to stop playing.
It is kind of a genius tactic, though, because on the behalf of the developers, because the more they don't adjust this, the more people talk about it.
It's true. It's absolutely true.
And there are few better ways of marketing than stunts like this.
Well, and there are console elitists out there, not console elitists, sorry, there are gaming elitists out there that will play this game and just be like, oh, see, it's not that hard. And hell, even I have fallen victim to that, because I was like, this doesn't look that hard.
I like how you instantly, when you wanted to talk about, like, people that suck, you went to console elitists.
Because honestly, a lot of times console elitists do fucking suck the most. But
it's not even the people that play consoles.
No, it's not. It's gaming elitists in this particular case.
Yes. And not even console. Like, I don't give a shit who it is. If you're an elitist, chances are you're a fuck.
Yeah, don't be a fucking prick.
I am ironically PC gaming master race kind of person. But I'm not actually. Just do things. Just have fun and don't be a dick. If something makes you happy, fucking do it, as long as it doesn't hurt other people. But that's for a different topic.
Yeah, agreed. So,
let us know your thoughts. I'm not moving off this topic, but I'd genuinely like to know what our listeners think, because I get the feeling that this is a pretty polarizing argument, and that the problem is that I keep switching back and forth. When John talked to me about it, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, sometime in the last week,
mm-hmm.
You asked me about, well, I mean, it just came up, mm-hmm. And I was very adamantly like, no, don't, you know, don't change it, blah, blah, blah. But then I kind of waffled back. But now I'm waffling back the other direction. It's like, ugh, fuck.
I don't like the idea of barring an experience from a person. But the thing is, they're not barring it from a person here. Their own skill level. That sounds fucking pretentious as
your
shit.
Your own skill level is keeping you from advancing.
That sounds pretentious as shit, but you know,
but it's the truth.
It's true.
It sucks, but yeah, it is the truth.
If they made a challenge in the game and they made it easy for everyone, it's not a challenge anymore.
And increase your aptitude.
Again, I was talking to Emily just before this. I disagree with Jim Sterling and Total Biscuit on this for once. Which is very rare, but it absolutely fucking happens. And I do want to cite that even Total B conceded
Total B.
That he, didn't think it was as bad when he learned that it was only, like, 10% of the content. And it's not even 10%, it's a minuscule amount of content. It's two bosses.
Just keep trying. Especially in a platformy type. Like, I know it's a boss rush, but
yeah.
Just keep trying. That's why they let you save.
And don't buy into that argument, oh, just get good. Because I don't think that's fair. I think that you should try not to rob yourself of the experience that you're getting from the game by trying to play it the way that the devs intended. The reason that simple mode exists is to get you confident with the mobility that Cuphead has, with the attacks that enemies have, and then they throw a little more at you.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time that you learn the patterns of an enemy, and they throw something extra on top of you, you only have to react to that, because you know everything else is there. It's a training tool. It's not.
That's why you practice before the test. Like,
exactly. It's the practice test. That's a good example.
I do a lot of school.
Yeah, fair enough. It's not meant to make you feel stupid. It's meant to temper you. Exactly. Exactly. It's meant to temper you.
You're training. You're training to do better at a game. And if you do well at this game, you're going to find that you do better at a lot of other games.
You're going to get more
fulfilled from that, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. When you get to see the content that's available in some of these games that exist that are hard, it's wonderful. Because the chances are, not many people have gotten to see it. And you get to join this little group of people that gets to talk about this amazing lore the other people are just like, well, yeah, I read about it. And you're just like, yeah, but I experienced that. I know. I have this war story now that I could talk about with my other friends.
If you've beaten Dark Souls, you're elite, and not in the elitist sense.
Mm-mm. Absolutely. Dark Souls, you can beat that game and not be good at it. You just have learned the patterns.
And you've gotten real lucky, but...
I mean, that's also
to an extent.
But that's the thing. You've still done something that is so hard.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason that people use that as an industry standard for difficulty when difficult but fair comes in as an argument.
And difficult but fair is absolutely, like, that is the description of the game.
Yeah.
Difficult but fair. And as long as you can keep that in mind, you can understand that a good chunk of that is your fault. One of my biggest pet peeves.
Yeah.
One of my biggest pet peeves, because my sibling does this a lot. He'll say, oh, stupid game. It's like, David, everything you do is your fault. If you haven't noticed that the game does this whenever you jump off the sledge, or whenever you, like, if you know that, you know, that you're going to clip through that platform and fall, you should know that by now. Try it a couple times. Maybe say stupid game, but say it in your goddamn head. And then move past it, because after that, it's your fault.
You could always go with the patented son of a bitch approach.
Exactly.
Where I just curse everything. Not even just myself. I curse everything in the room. Son of a bitch! And then I move on.
Just one of the biggest pet peeves of mine.
Or the aw fuck.
Stupid game.
Oh yeah, my least favorite gaming habit that some people get into, including some people I watch, is when they will blame the game for something that was clearly their own fucking fault.
Fucking Jesse and Crendor with the whole, like, do you not remember the train, or the opening, the tutorial, where the pink things, you parry them? It's like they didn't notice that some shots are pink in Cuphead.
Almost the entire game.
What the ever-loving fuck? That was one of the first patterns I noticed! You have to parry those. That's how you're gonna succeed. That's part of your training. Do that tutorial. That's your pretest. Do the levels. That's your learning experience. And then your test is the bosses.
Mm-hmm. There's actually very few run-and-gun levels for that very purpose. Cuphead isn't built around platform. Okay, it's built around set pieces. It's not built around platforming. Which is kind of odd to say, because the platforming levels are actually its weakest levels. The boss fights are what everything hinges on.
Because they put a lot of... I think it's character design is their strong point. And if they do another Cuphead, I think it would be fun to do another type of head. Like, just another inanimate object head. I think it would be fun to have, like, a run-and-gun kind of thing.
Eraser head.
Especially...
Eraser head.
I forgot what I was going with this.
It'd be fun to do another type of head.
And it would. You could do a bunch of different genres. I'd love to see a Metroidvania.
Oh, yeah.
In the Cuphead style.
Well, that'd be Hollow Knight.
Well, yeah, but in the Cuphead style. Like, truly in the Cuphead style.
Oh, I see what you're saying. That would be so hard to do,
Speaking
though.
Of, we should touch on Hollow Knight after this. But, after this.
Okay.
Because... I feel like now that they've made so much profit off of Cuphead, like, I don't know how many sales, you should Google that really quick, John, and see how many sales Cuphead has had. But just because they've made so much money now, they can afford to bring somebody on who does platform design, or level design, you know? Because I think that they could go really far with that, because you're not going to get as much bullshit backlash from your stupid bad players.
They crested over $1 million last week.
Jesus. Now, how much is the game still? 30?
I think it's 30, yeah. You double check.
For something that doesn't require a hard copy, like, or that doesn't have a hard copy, I think 30 is reasonable.
Well, I honestly think this is a fucking work of art, to be frank.
They put so much love and care into it, and I applaud them for that, genuinely. It's important to have handcrafted things like that. Also, we should touch on handcrafted levels.
Oh, it's $20.
I am very... Oh, wow. I'm so jaded by procedurally generated and randomly generated. Not everything has to be randomly generated.
No, you're always going to get a better experience out of a handcrafted experience, and I've actually been running into that with a game called Toy Odyssey, which I'm otherwise liking, but sometimes the fucking level layout is just utter goddamn bullshit. And yes, there is the argument of get good, but when you spawn into a room and an enemy is literally occupying the same space as you, that is unfair.
Plus, I just think, like, yes, you can make your procedures, and yes, you can set your random level designs to be somewhat fair, but you're not... You're taking more time with your programming knowledge and what things should be doing mathematically and logically. But you're not taking the energy and... You're not putting the art into the art of video games. And I think that's that's kind of going to be a relic, I think, of this generation of games, is random generation. And it's going to be something that future games, just like Metroidvanias and just like, honestly, like pixel art, like people want to emulate it and do it better now. I think in the future, that's what people are going to try and do better, is this randomly generated stuff. But it's going to die out. And then in 10, 15 years, they'll try and bring it back again. Yeah. But handcrafted levels are where it's at, and I think that's where the gaming industry needs to get back to.
Speaking of handcrafted levels, and the game that I really think does really well is Metroidvania, Hollow Knight just got its next free update.
Yes, it did.
It's a free, huge DLC called The Grim Troop, and it's a, I want to say Halloween-themed, but I think it's really just kind of coinciding with the fact that there's a troop of evil bugs coming out around Halloween.
Circus bugs.
So it's a boss-oriented expansion, meaning there's going to be really cool boss fights and hopefully new areas, although I haven't heard anything about how big the areas are yet.
But you have Hollow Knight, right?
I do, and I haven't tried it yet.
You should. Wait, I haven't tried Hollow Knight or haven't heard the DLC?
Oh, I beat Hollow Knight.
Okay, I was like, I thought you'd... Oh, that's right, we talked about it. Duh.
Yeah, sorry. I beat Hollow Knight. I haven't tried any of the DLC yet. Okay, so there's new enemies, new allies, 4 new charms, new boss fights... A new large quest, which means there is a new area. That's good. New music, new map markers. Oh my god, fucking map markers. Oh my sweet baby Jesus, if that game needed fucking anything, it was map markers.
Yeah.
Ah! When you forget where you've fucking been in a Metroidvania, it is the most goddamn frustrating thing in the fucking world.
Because especially when it's pretty vast, like Hollow Knight.
Yeah, well, and you'll come to an area and be like, oh, I've been here before. Clearly there's nothing here. But you won't remember that you didn't check that exact nook and cranny for a secret, and that's where the rest of the fucking game is. It's locked behind that fucking secret. That is the only thing I dislike about Metroidvanias, is that sometimes progression is locked behind something you can't tell. Like, oh, that's not actually a wall. You could just walk past that. I know that the map is supposed to reward you for that, but that's why I say map markers. Fucking map markers. So good on them for recognizing that's a problem.
It is important.
Anyway, the new DLC's coming out. It should be out by the time you're listening to this, actually.
Is it not out yet?
I think it's out now.
Oh.
That's why I'm saying.
Oh, well, it should be out. Like, it should have been out by the time we were recording this.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, what was our next topic? Like, we kind of went on a roll.
This one's kind of a fucking big one. And it's got me having some pretty mixed feelings, honestly. IGN just bought Humble Bundle.
Fuck. It's gonna get bad. And the games are gonna get bad. And I don't want it. Sorry, honey. We're unsubscribing you from Humble Monthly.
My worry here is that IGN... who regularly doesn't rate games very well based on payments that they've received. And again, allegedly doesn't rate games very well based on payments that they've seen.
Allegedly? Absolutely. 100% okay. Unabashedly.
No, you know, I don't want to commit libel or perjury. So
I do.
I don't.
Fuck IGN.
Fuck that.
I do not represent the views of the podcast, but I certainly represent the views of Emily.
Okay, fair enough.
Fuck you, people. We all know. We all know it. Also, we're not big enough to be sued for libel or perjury.
I mean, I think that would be the case. Like, they could shut us down.
Anyway, prove me wrong, IGN.
Please don't, because you'd only give us more publicity than you want us to have.
I mean...
Anyway. No, please. Oh, no. You're going to make us suddenly popular. Anyway... The thing I'm looking at a game like Elix, for example, it just came out. It's got kind of exactly the reviews I was expecting it to have. It's got like 7 out of 10, and a 4.4 out of 5 on GOG for people who like that type of game.
And then what does it have, John?
It has a 4.9 on IGN, oddly enough.
It's a solid 5. That's 1 out of 2. That's 50%.
And it's kind of weird, because I went and read the reviews, and I'm like, oh, well, that's weird that the things that you said that were negative about the game, the things you said that were positive about the game, don't stack up with the fucking review score you gave them.
It's like how Rotten Tomatoes is all over the fucking place.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with the critics and the viewers' reviews.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think that the critics have a little bit of a better representation. Really, well, I think it's just a bunch
aggregate.
Of... I think it's just a bunch of snobs. Sitting, like, just like Rotten Tomatoes. The critics are snobby. IGN is snobby. And the players, or the viewers, are real people who are really playing the game or watching the movie.
I think when you're rating entertainment, you have to rate things based on, well, your entertainment. And not just on, like, whether it was good or not. And, like, technique. Technique certainly plays into it when you're looking at it from, like, a critique perspective. But when you're looking at it as a critic...
Technique, like... What do you mean?
Technique, like, the actual filming, the techniques used.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha. I thought you were talking about games. I mean, it still counts.
I am, though.
Gotcha.
Like, I think that goes a long way towards a rating... For a critic, or for someone who's giving it a critique. But when you're being a critic of the game, you're being critical. You're not critiquing, and it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
I mean, you could certainly critique the game, and then give it a score based on some criteria that you've established, but you have to establish what your criteria is, and use it consistently.
And to do that.
Otherwise, you're just a critic.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what they are, though.
Yeah, they're a critic. They're not a critiquer. Because,
yeah.
Again, a critique requires criteria.
I think they're the same thing, but...
I mean, honestly, they are literally the same thing. I'm making a differentiation here because I think the IGN isn't really good at critiquing. I think they're good at, oh, this person rubbed my hands with money. So they get a good
greasing
score.
Greasing your palm, not rubbing your hands.
No, they rub hands, don't they? Right?
Yeah.
Right, guys? You don't rub hands.
It's greasing your...
Why would you grease your palms? Why are you saying ugh to rubbing hands, but not to greasing palms?
Well, it's,
that's gross.
It's drier.
Do you know how hard it is to get grease off your fucking hands?
Well,
unless you have, like, palm olive around?
When it's
do
money,
you have palm olive?
When it's money grease.
Do you have palm olive for money grease? What gets money out of clothes? That's what I want to know, guys. Leave a comment in the comment section.
At that, I think we should probably take a break. It's a little premature, but...
I need
to go wash this money grease off my hands.
Not yet. All right, guys.
I forgot where we were.
I forgot where we were, too, because we had a thing come up there just for a second or
just
minute
let it be
or
silence.
Two. It's not going to be silence. I'll have to cut it. Okay, so we're going to try to figure out where we were. Look, there was a lot of news that happened over the last couple weeks. We were going to do our serious cast last week, but then sickness.
We got down with it.
And then this week, sickness, a different one.
No one can be hit. No one can be healthy.
Okay, I have more news. This is bad news, and I'm so sorry, guys, because we just gave you bad news about IGN buying Humble. By the way, I think that's going to skew review scores. That's why I think it's going to be bad.
It absolutely will, and there aren't going to be as good games. Also, it's not going to benefit charity.
Yeah, it's not going to benefit charity as much. That's for damn sure.
Oh my god, I'm just going to... I'm just going to make the Humble tip, like, zero. Sorry, Humble Bundle. It's all going to charity and developers.
Yeah, fair enough. So, EA, Electronic Arts, has made themselves a bad guy again, for a number of reasons. Least of which is the fact that they just killed Visceral. The studio that brought you Dead Space. Motherfucking Dead Space.
If James were here,
he'd be like, what the fuck?
I didn't know anything about Visceral. Tell me. Enlighten
well,
me.
Well, Visceral made Dead Space and a couple of other really good games.
Okay.
They were consistently good, except for when EA tried... Okay. EA ruined Dead Space 3 by putting microtransactions into the single-player game.
Which is bullshit.
Which is bullshit. And everyone knew it was bullshit, and everyone knew it was EA. Because Visceral said as much. And then... Because of that controversy, Dead Space 3 didn't sell very well. So again, EA interfered. The game didn't sell as well because of it. So then EA says, well, your last game didn't sell very well, so we're going to move your members to work on other projects.
Disillusion, yay!
And because members have been moved to other projects, they're like, hey, we don't need Visceral Entertainment anymore.
What did kind they just of move
fucking
all of them,
stupid
or?
Goddamn logic is that? They didn't move them all at once, is the thing. That's the insidious part here, is they gradually pulled them away. Until there were enough members so they could be like, hey, we're gonna dissolve you guys.
What projects were they working on?
Various games that are EA projects. Including Mass Effect Andromeda.
I mean, if they really wanted to erase their flaws or their failures.
I just want to point out that the combat is the one thing that Mass Effect Andromeda doesn't have wrong with it.
But everything else it does.
And the combat is very reminiscent of Dead Space.
Yeah, because they knew what they were doing in that way and that way alone. What the fuck did they do? If that was their fault?
That's the thing, like, this keeps happening where EA will put their fucking grubby hands. This has happened to Maxis.
Their money greasy hands.
This happened to Maxis. This happened to Bullfrog. This happened to Raven. Wait, no, Raven was, oh my god, Raven was fucking Activision. That other fucking bloated corpse of a company. I'm not better. Anyway. But Maxis is dead now because of EA. Because the same fucking thing happened. Because there was controversy over the payment schemes for Sims 4.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention the whole always online DRM thing for the SimCity that came out. And it having to be fucking cut down heavily because they didn't want to put that much budget into it because EA is full of dicks. Just bags of dicks. You know, a few weeks ago I was saying, do you know how rare it is for EA to be the good guy in a scenario? Look what fucking happened because I opened my goddamn gob.
You shouldn't have said anything.
You had to fucking prove me wrong instantly. You just had to hold my beer.
Yep.
Jesus fucking Christ, EA. Do you have to do it to every company you absorb? So if you are an indie game studio out there, and EA approaches you and like, hey, we're going to offer you a publishing deal. Don't.
You will be better
do
off
not
for
do
it.
I will. I fucking hate to say this. But just about any other fucking publisher would be better than that. You know what? You know who you should get in touch with? Fucking Good Old Games. They were a indie project. They were CD Projekt Red. And then they made their own company for distributing games. And I have never heard a complaint. Well, since they first started up, because that was kind of a rocky start. But since then, I haven't heard a complaint from anyone publishing through Good Old Games. At all. I've even heard people complain about Steam, but not from Good Old Games.
I mean, people are just going to bitch about everything, but...
If you need a publisher, go to them. Show them you have this great product. And up until IGN bought Humble, I actually would have suggested pitching it to Humble, because they actually pitch their own games now, too. They have their own game studios.
But... Fuck that.
But fuck that. God damn it.
But fuck that.
But fuck that.
The industry is depressing.
The games industry is just getting worse and worse because people are getting greedier and greedier, and everyone's allowing this terrible toxic fucking behavior to happen, while indie games are just, I mean, taking the place of normal games.
Yeah, because like, they're not shitty.
We're just releasing all of us at once, and anything else is like, expansion pack.
Yeah.
Or free DLC.
Yep. Indie games are where it's at. They are the future.
And if you guys don't think that big publishers are a problem, I want you to look at a game called Sinuous Sacrifice.
Sorry.
It was released by Ninja Theory, and they didn't use a publisher. They did their own hype. They made it all themselves. It's $30. They made a quote-unquote AAA game in-house for less money than they would ever have spent through a publisher. They released the game. It's been a fucking hit so far. And they specifically did this because they were sick of publishers screwing them over. Guess what EA did? Guess who they specifically tried to get away from? It was actually Activision, but still. So it can be done. If you are an indie developer out there, there is hope. Just try not to go with one of the big corporations. And
I know it's bright and shiny, and I know their hands are greasy, but you need to just not do it for us.
Don't take their grease money.
I mean, that's the truth. And it's frustrating, because they're still going to do it.
I know.
Concerned Ape.
I know. I know. They started out... I can't say they started out good, but they started out better.
Yeah.
And then the
still not getting multiplayer. But whatever. I'm not salty.
If you let a publisher have an inch, they will take everything.
Yep.
They will. They will assume that you are gullible, and you will let them get away with fucking anything. And you know what? People aren't really proving them wrong. And if they are proved wrong, guess who they blame? Not themselves. They blame whatever publisher, whatever developer happened to be responsible for the game. Never mind that it was their fucking scheme to begin with that caused the failure. Just like, fucking, Shadow of War almost got killed because of the thing that Warner Brothers did with Fort Hawk. That charity?
Oh, you fuck. Yep.
That almost killed the game outright. Because people were boycotting it up until they finally just came out and said, okay, sorry, this is what we should have done from the beginning. We're so sorry. Which was what they should have done from the beginning. They're so sorry. You know why they were sorry? Not because they were actually sorry. They were sorry because they didn't, you know, want to lose money. Oh, they didn't want to lose money. And I have no doubt that the people on the developer team actually really wanted to do this charity for the guy. I have no doubt in my mind.
It was just that the greasy palms got their greasy palms all over it.
Exactly.
They shouldn't have done it.
No, they shouldn't have.
Why can't...
Why can't people just keep their fucking money out of it and try to make a good game so that they can actually make money?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's the game that isn't even... They have to stop putting all of their orcs in one basket.
This is why I had that argument with you and James, I think, a long time ago about Bastion, whether it was a AAA game or not. And I still think, to this day, it is. But only not a little bit. It wasn't developed by Warner Brothers. It was published by them.
Yeah. So is it the publisher? I mean, I don't remember this argument.
It is the publisher.
So it is the publisher.
It is the publisher. That makes a AAA game.
Okay.
That's fair.
Excuse me, I won't argue that.
That was the conclusion we came to in the end, anyway.
Yeah.
So.
I won't argue that at all.
I just made myself really fucking depressed, guys. And I apologize about the lack of serious talk. If we can do it next week, we're gonna try. But if not, then next week's just gonna end up a Halloween episode and we'll make it really entertaining. Or at least moderately entertaining. Like we always do.
We'll eat candy. You should eat candy.
Yeah, candy. For everyone. That's the point. Candy. Candy?
I will send you a piece of candy if you comment.
Emily will personally send you a piece of candy.
If you're in Spokane, I will hand-deliver you one piece of fun-sized Milky Way or Snickers. Fuck it! I'll send a whole bar!
No, she won't. Don't.
Fuck off! Yes, I will!
No.
You wanna bet?
No, because I know that you'll do it just to spite me, and that'll cost money.
Dollar store exists for a reason, fucker. Also, it's cheaper.
You will get dollar store candy.
Yeah, you will. You know you want it.
I mean, candy is
comment.
Cute. All right, guys. We're going to call it for this week. We're
comment
both still sick, honestly. And, yeah. So, from all of us here at Dapper Shark Studios, which is just the two of us,
from both of us here at Dapper Shark Studios right now, it has been a
Dapper Shark.
Thanks for listening.
Bye, guys.
It has been a podcast.
That was a train wreck.
Hey.
What?
I tried.
I didn't say
but it's my only line!